You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
He is a dear friend of the show. He is Tyvus Paul. Hi, Tyvus.
All right, guys. Well, you know what, Andy? When I die, you should read my eulogy.
You want me to? Scary. Dude, I totally got your back on that. If you want me to, I'll put it on tape, though. I'll be gone way before you, dude.
Let's hope that's not for a very long time.
Yeah, let's hope so, too. But, yeah, you never know. Tyvus, what'd you think of yesterday's game? Let me just start there.
It was what the kids call BTA. It was not good. It was a disappointing performance. I mean, I knew that the weather and all of that stuff would play a factor into it, but you know, I think where it took a turn for me is that we had our minds made up that game was going to be a heavy run game, a big Quinshon Judkins game. Both teams were going to run the ball really well because the wind was going to be whipping and all of those things. And as that game went on, they were throwing the ball all around the field. And I was just kind of like, oh, okay, so the wind must not be that bad, you know? And I was just disappointed. It was a lot of injuries, so I wasn't like I was expecting to just win the game at all. But, you know, I just thought that given the performance that they had against Tennessee, we'd see at least a spark, you know. I think at this point in the season, we just want to be competitive. I mean, we understand that the team is not good. We understand there's going to be a lot of changes that have to be made. But you just want to see a team go out there and compete. And when you got to halftime, when it was 14-0 at halftime, I remember sitting there with Jeff, and we all like, you know, if they just score a touchdown, touchdown, like it changes the entire feeling of this game. And then they got the field goal,
Tyvus, and we looked at each other like, you know, that they're right here.
Yeah, and then it just went, and as soon as we looked at each other and said that, it went all down.
It was over with
after that. And I just hate seeing like how every week it's like the defense is starting to be on the field long. The offense is going back to what it once was. Like I don't want to get to that point. Like we lived and seen that. So I'm hoping it was just a bad outing. And when you start looking at these other teams like Chicago, you see all the weapons that they got offensively and you realize just how far away we are offensively. Like, you know, to think they didn't even have Roma Dunze. DJ Moore had a great game. Colston Loveland, Cole Kmet, both running backs, Luther Burden, and then they fixed their entire offensive line last season. So, like when you see all that, you look at our offense and it's just like we got Harold and Isaiah Bond for two deep balls. That's about it. Like, you know, and it's just you see how far away we really are.
You know, if we look at it, Tyvus, two receivers and three offensive linemen seem like an absolute must, don't they, for next year? That's five guys. You're not going to get all five in the draft, I wouldn't think. That's five guys you would think you could drop in right now and improve your football team. It's just finding them.
Yeah, we haven't done a great job. And it's sad because the two areas that we need the most is we struggle with. Obviously, it's been quarterback, linemen, receivers. We have not really hit on those things in this era of the AB and Stefanski. And now we're asking that to happen for next year to try to get to where you want to go. And it's always a tough conversation. He hit on this one. Can he do it again? Will he even be here to do it again? There's so much stuff. There's so much uncertainty about this offseason. You just got to sit back and just wait for it to happen and just keep looking at these young guys and hoping that they get better each week.
Mm. All right, speaking of one guy better each, what did we learn about Shedeur yesterday? It was a tough game all the way around him.
Yeah, Shedeur is just inconsistent. You know, he looked like a fifth-round rookie. He looked like a rookie. He looked like a guy that went out there the game before and had a magical game, and then the game after that, he didn't follow it up. And, you know, it wasn't entirely on him, but he also missed some throws. It was a couple of throws to Judy he missed. Obviously, the interception that Judy had, that was a dime. He threw some good deep balls. Isaiah Bond, that was some dimes. But it's not consistent, you know, and it's not all his fault. You know, a lot of the times he don't got the time that he needs when he does scramble around and then he tries to get it out. Like, it's just then he's doing too much. So he's got to find the happy medium. You know, I like to look at it as, you know, is he as good as the Titans? I don't know. Is he as bad as the Ravens? Probably not. So he's somewhere in between there. But I want him to be more on the higher side, more towards Tennessee. And that's, you know, hopefully he can find that consistency as these weeks go on, as he continues to be the starter, as he continues to get reps. But the good news is Chicago showed him some things that he had to work on and clean up. Hopefully when he go out there next week against the Bills, it's a different look. If the Bills try to do something that Chicago did, he should have the answer for it. And that's all you can really ask.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tyrus, tell me, you know, you played defensive back in the NFL. I love listening to your thoughts about everything, but when I want to know about defense, I ask you, is our defense okay? Is the Browns' defense okay? Or would you think there are other parts that need to be added to that as well?
I like our corners. I like Tyson and I like Denzel. I think those two are two very solid pieces. The Miles Harden thing, I'm not all the way there yet. I still got to continue to see how he does this season. I think he's the weak link. I think if teams want to get something, they're going to attack him. I think the defense knows that. So now you're asking a safety like Dale Pitt to slide down to be an inside piece to help out, but that takes away from coverage. So, like, now you're leaving another person on the island and stuff like that, and you can't really do certain things you want to do if you got to protect somebody. So the nickel position is something that they need to strengthen up, and I just think this team has really taken a step back since Malik Collins has left. You know, I think people didn't realize how important Malik Collins was to just the interior of that D-line, not being able to let people run the ball. Obviously, you can see these last couple of weeks, you see Tony Pollard have a good game, you see DeAndre Swift have a good game. Like, that's we got to figure out the interior of that D-line. You can't not allow one injury to Malik, and now everybody is just, it's 71 north. Everybody can just go straight up the middle and stuff like that. So that's an area of concern. I think people don't realize that Malik Collins did such a great job of eating up the double teams that it kept people like Carson Schlesinger jersey clean because they couldn't push up to the second level to get hands on him. So now you're asking him to fight off blocks. Now that's creating seams, and these running backs is finding a good way to do it. So, you know, that defensive line, particularly at that defensive tackle position, Mike Hall, he's got to step it up, you know. Mason Graham, you got to step it up because right now teams feel like they can run the ball successfully and they're getting their hands on our linebackers. So that's something to look at these next couple of weeks as well.
Well, how do you think ownership looks at what's going on here right now with general manager and head coach? How do they look at this thing and say, okay, I feel good about bringing these guys back? Because we keep bringing this up. I mean, if you're going to bring these guys back and they're going to be on the hot seat from day one, why would you even do it?
I don't know. I think that it's something about the fact that so many years we've been fired this guy after the season, fire this guy. He get 1 year, fire him. He get 2 years, fire him. Now you finally got a group that's been here for 6 years, and people like the fact that they, you know, it felt good to know that going into the offseason that coach will be here, you know. And I think that I'm with you. If you're going to fire, if he's going to enter next season on the hot seat, then you should just get rid of him now, because whether you draft a quarterback or you keep these same quarterbacks on the roster, they're still young. So they're all going to have to learn. You're asking them to take this offseason to learn Kevin's stuff. Then you're going to fire them mid-season to where they have to bring in another coach and you got to learn his – like, that's too much for a young guy. It's going to take too much to get going. So I'd rather them, if they're going to do that, just rip the Band-Aid off now so you can have your guy and you can have established that communication and all of those things so you can hit the ground rolling next year. But I think that – I don't know. You know, so many times it's been – they've been linked to the hip. You know, if you fire one, you got to fire both. I don't know. I just, for some odd reason, it just feels like that might not be the case. It might just be one of them that goes. I get that vibe a little bit.
Tyvus Powell joining us. You hear him on the Browns Radio Network. The wide receiver position is one where we've all thought about more talent, and you need more talent and everything else. All the talent in the NFL at wide receiver wasn't taken in the first round. How do you find good wide receivers later in the draft? Where do you find them, and what skills do guys who might not be like first rounders, you might find in the third or fourth or fifth who become really good? Tyvus, what skills do those guys have that they bring to the table?
I think you got to look at some of those guys. It really is toughness and competitive nature. I think those two are the top, because when you think about guys that weren't taken in the first round, like you think about a Puka, very competitive, very tough guy. You think Amara St. Brown, very competitive, very tough guy. Like, it's all in the mindset of some of these guys. And obviously, you know, Amara coming from a place like USC, you know, they usually do a really good job of creating wide receivers. So to me, you have to look at somebody that's got that dog in them. Now, let's just go there. I think that if you're not going to take somebody in the first round, then that guy got to be a competitor. He's got to be a dog, and he's got to play with a huge chip on his shoulder. He's got to go out there and prove, like, to the league that y'all messed up. Every time he gets out there, he has to take that very personally. And, you know, it's a lot of people that come out and say that, like, oh, yeah, you know, I want to prove to the league that they messed up. I should have been a first-round pick. It shouldn't – all of these receivers that was taken in front of me, I'm going to be – like, you see all that, but then you get out there and it doesn't materialize to anything. I want to see that guy that actually truly is living that, that's truly putting in the extra work, putting in the extra time that you hear about in the off season. Like, oh my gosh, this guy, he was taken in the fourth round, but I'm telling you, he's one, he's competing his butt off. He's fighting for every ball. He's making a ton of plays. Like, we should be able to hear that type of noise. And I don't think we can hear, we can say that about any wide receiver that we've taken in quite some time. So that's something that they're going to, how do you evaluate that? I think that's if we, if they knew how to hit that, they, we'd have a lot more success at the wide receiver position.
All right, Tyvus. That's about all I got. I'm not going to see you this week, so take care of whoever's filling in for me. I just want you to know that.
I think it's Matt Fontana.
I think it is, too. I think it's Matt coming in, too. So, all right, be nice to him. Don't forget about me, though, too. Don't replace
me. Be nice.
Don't replace me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Tyvus is always such a pain in the you-know-what.
Enjoy your time off. I don't believe in PTO, but you do.
It's not, well, I believe in FTO. You know what that is?
Or don't.
Family time off, baby. Family time off. Come on now.
You know what, Andy?
Yes.
It's this meme by Michael Jordan where he's smiling and it's a caption on it. I think you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I hear you, baby. I hear you. All right. What was the other three-letter term I learned in this that made me smarter?
BTA.
BTA, yeah. All right, thank you. And thank you, Internet, for helping me.
I'll see you guys. Well, I'll see you next week, Jeff.
You'll see Jeff.
You and me, buddy.
All right. Tyvus, thank you. Appreciate you. Peace.
Go Bucks, go Browns, go Cavs. They need to figure it out.
Easy. Thanks. That's the truth. Talk to you later.
Thanks, bud.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.